It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
From my high school days, I recall a poem about a man by the name of Paul Revere. Do you remember how it began? Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Now, those may not be the exact words, but they remind us of that poem which we had to memorize. There was another person who made a similar ride during that War of Independence. I doubt that you've ever heard of her. Her name was Sybil Ludington. She was only 16 years of age the night her father received a message that the British had just destroyed a neighboring city and advancing toward their home. Sybil volunteered to ride through the countryside in the middle of the night to warn other residents of the approaching enemy and to call them to arms in defense. All night Sybil rode, going from farmhouse to farmhouse, warning the farmers that British soldiers were advancing and telling them to join in the preparation for battle. When one compares these two rides, he discovers that the poet perhaps did an injustice by writing of Paul Revere. For Paul Revere rode only 10 miles in his famous ride, yet Sybil Ludington rode about 40 miles, and her ride was far more effective. The comparison points out something we need to remember in life. It isn't always the person who does the most good who gets the greatest acclaim. Many have been the number of people who have made outstanding and lasting contributions to society whose name is known by only a few. Don't think that the contribution you make isn't too important simply because your name isn't spread across the country in the mass media. For despite what we think, those who make the headlines are not the only ones who contribute to the good of mankind. More often than not, they aren't even the major ones. If fate should happen to give you the reward of public recognition for the good you do, well and fine. But if not, just remember that your contribution is in no way diminished simply because the world does not know your name. After all, the reason we do the good which we do isn't to gain public recognition. The reason we do it is because we know what we should do. In fact, a person who gets angry because he fails to get public recognition for something he has contributed to society really isn't a person who needs publicity. Above us, keeping watch over us, is one who sees the good we do. He isn't necessarily impressed by the headlines, but he is impressed when we do the best we can with what we have to do with. And it is his recognition, not the public's, which really matters after all is said and done. While the world may not know your name, just remember that he does.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.